Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, it's Murad Morali and welcome to Hashtag I'm Over It, where we talk all things from pop culture to trending topics and have important discussions. Be sure to let me know what you guys are over to with the hashtag I'm Over It, because we have a lot to get into. And definitely don't forget to click that button and subscribe. It's just one click for consistent content always.
Guys, I wanted to speak to you guys about this whole Epstein Netflix documentary, and I urge all of you guys to watch it if you guys want to watch it. Obviously, trigger warning, with this podcast episode we are talking about some serious stuff, and it obviously is quite scary. I know I haven't done a podcast in a while. I've just been tremendously busy with not only doing a lot of videos every day on YouTube, but obviously, you know, buying and organizing supplies for protesters. So I've been doing that as well, and it's just draining doing prepping that all, giving it out, and then protesting for 7-8 hours, like, you know, especially on the weekend, back-to-back protests. I'm not sure when another one is. I think we have more protests this weekend, this Saturday, I think. But other than that, I did want to talk about this documentary. I have watched all 4 episodes, and I wanted to do a review of this Epstein situation because it is just so scary. But how they handle this documentary, they traveled to so many places, they spoke to so many survivors, so many of these victims, and they gave such, you know, just accurate depictions of what they went through, and it was so emotional. And just to see all of these ladies grown up now, grown women, talking about accounts of when they were young children and the stuff that they went through and how sad it was, and this particular man, and they gave a backdrop of his story and how, you know, he was just a very controlling man. They were quite vague on him, on how he grew up, which was a bit weird for me. But they spoke about basically, you know, how he was able to lie and deceive people. He was a malignant, controlling narcissist with low empathy, and he was able to get whatever the hell he wanted. He lied on his resume, his CV, to get the job that he did. But when he was called out about lying, because he was so good at what he was doing, he deceived people and maintained his job status and was able to get to billionaire status. And he had many places in, you know, he had his own island, he had a place in Paris as well, place in New York, and he had his particular girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, who is another whole situation that I think I might do a YouTube video on, because she is scares the daylights out of me, man. She gives me the damn creeps, this lady who was there, who allegedly obviously helped him, you know, recruit young women. This documentary, guys, I don't know about you, but watching stuff at night on my own is scary. Like, you know when you turn the lights off and you have to run to your room because you feel like somebody's chasing you? I thought somebody was chasing me. I just got scared as hell. And it really was just very bizarre and weird for me just watching this. But it was such an eye-opener about how much damage he'd done to the girls and how the story was made. They would kind of show certain scenes when the ladies would describe, like, if they were driving up to his house, they would show, you know, a viewpoint, point of view of somebody driving into a house. They really make it look like as if you were there. They make it, it's just such a, I would urge you guys to watch it, because the 4-part stuff, it's, they're an hour long each. And they give you different accounts of so many of these women, especially, you know, the one of the main ones, which was Virginia Roberts, and how she was related to Prince Andrew. Apparently, you know, Prince Andrew did a lot of stuff because, you know, she was trafficked to them. And then, you know, when they went on the private planes, and how Bill Clinton was seen on the island so many times, even though he vehemently denied even being on it. Apparently, in the logbook, in Epstein's book, he's been there over 26 times. So there's plenty of celebrities who were there. Chris Tucker was one of them, but some of these celebrities could have just been guests, and, you know, to and fro, they weren't even involved. You have Kevin Spacey as well. Like, it is just bizarre. Like, this whole situation is bizarre. And then how he died, and apparently it was suicide, but apparently it wasn't suicide. From three people analyzing, give a post-mortem analysis, it wasn't suicide at all. And apparently somebody, you know, killed him. But then the victims, you know, eventually got to see him in court, some of them, but then they were upset about his suicide because they felt that he got away with everything again. And there are now conspiracy theories that maybe he's not really dead, and he changed his will last minute, so it made it very hard for the victims to get compensation, which was like a big F you to them, like his last kind of way of, you know, making it harder for them. But overall, I just felt like it was a very good, interesting, well-studied, researched, and in-depth documentary. And I wanted to make a YouTube video about it, but I thought I'd make a podcast instead, to kind of just, you know, give my analysis of this entire situation at hand. It's just very dark and scary. So if you guys aren't a fan of stuff like that, then maybe don't watch it. But I feel like curiosity got the better of me, and I was hooked, guys. The first episode was so flipping gripping. It was just intense. The stuff that he had, this kind of intense sex drive, he would lure young girls into his place and tell them that, you know what, I would pay you, then use some of the girls to recruit other girls and create a massive network, and, you know, make them give him massages from his feet upwards, and make him, you know, he would do things to them and in front of them, and then he would promise them with education, he would promise them money, he would promise them a way out of their lives, he would prey on the vulnerable and use that as ammunition to try and get more from them and exploit them. And some of them, you know, were massage therapists or wanted to be professional therapists, so he would give that to them because he had the money and the power, and he utilized it to his benefit, and he abused so many young girls. And it's just ridiculous, because at moments when he felt like he wasn't in control of, you know, deposition meetings, he would immediately get up or show frustration. And this is what narcissists do. They need to stay in control. When they feel like they're losing it, they immediately walk away. They can't take it, and they just have to depart, dissolve. They just end the situation. They don't battle it out if they feel like they're losing it. And this is what he was doing through his deposition meetings. Whenever he was asked about certain situations, he would always declare his Fifth Amendment right, because he knows that that would, you know, if he didn't, it would incriminate him. It's just such a shocking story about a man who used his power and money, and his, you know, assistant Gillian Maxwell is nowhere to be seen. Where the hell is this damn girl child? Where is she? Like, apparently she's hiding out in certain places. You know, she should also be brought to justice, and because she was also very accountable for a lot of the stuff. But the main, you know, culprit here was Epstein. This is the main person everybody was on. It's just the way I'm recording this right now at night, like, even talking about this at night time, it just gets me scared. I don't know why, guys. It's such a dark, and maybe because this is all real truth, you know, stuff that has taken place, and it's just scary. Like, guys, this is actually scary, man. And the victims, they're poised with, like, they're just, this is permanent damage for the rest of their life. Like, permanent damage they have to live with and cope with, and the trauma and the PTSD and the guilt for the girls who recruited other girls, the guilt that they have. You guys need to just watch that show. Just watch the show, guys, please. And it's just so interesting, the intricacies of how these plans were made and how they were planned out, and, you know, how, you know, the police were under his control to an extent, and so many cases were brought to the FBI, but they were just ignored. Nobody really paid attention to it, and it kept on happening to more and more people. The justice system basically failed all of these young girls and didn't, and stole away justice from them. And we still see that to this day with so many people from all walks of life, and it just shouldn't be like that. And why do we have to wait until somebody has passed away to do these intense documentaries and trial them, whatever? It's just really, it's just draining for these people, especially to relive and be interviewed and, you know, just to see all this. They're going to live with these memories for the rest of their life. And I just feel like it's just very creepy and insidious, and it shows only a fraction of how scary this world really is. It's just really scary. But before we end this podcast, because I wanted to make a quick 10-minute one, I also wanted to talk about Prince Andrew, because he's been exposed as well, child. He has been exposed by US prosecutors. They are now demanding him to come to the US to help with this entire case and provide evidence, because obviously he was involved with this whole Epstein situation. He went to the island many times. They met quite often as well. He's pictured with Virginia Roberts, who is one of the victims of this case. So he is definitely somebody who seems to be heavily involved, especially with that fraudulent interview that he did ages ago. He's been exposed because the US prosecutors have spoken out and said, well, Prince Andrew has been speaking about how he's so happily willing to, you know, work with them and help find evidence, but in private he's actually shut them down. In private, 3 to 4 times he said he's not willing to cooperate and he's not going to do anything, but in public he's doing the exact opposite, of course, for image. It's this hypocrisy act that's really been exposed here by these prosecutors, and they're now demanding him to come to the US to say that he's basically being wanted. I don't think he'll be extradited to the US because, you know, he's part of the royal family, but he definitely has his connections. But at the same time, he is basically being exposed for that, and it only just highlights the kind of fraudulent behavior that we already saw in his corrupt interview about the Epstein situation. And now this whole Netflix situation has really brought his name straight back into the stratosphere, as well as the US prosecutors and what they were saying about him. So it all interlinks, guys. It all relates in a weird way, and I don't normally do these kind of videos on my channel or podcast, but it's something that I'm just recently interested in, and it's just really scary. That Filthy Rich documentary, which is what it's entitled, is probably one of the creepiest but most gripping docs that I've seen on Netflix, point blank period. And I feel like there's just a lot more to the picture that is being shown. I feel like we're getting a very reductive, simplified version of everything, and as I said, it only shows a small fraction of what really is going on in this world. But I wanted to just give a 10 to 12 minute, you know, kind of podcast episode to just give a review of this documentary, and also talk about Prince Andrew and how he's been exposed, and well, and how it's just not a cute look at all, guys. This is just a mess, man. Absolute mess. Catastrophic mess, please. Absolute mess, man. I don't understand. Doesn't make any sense to me. Doesn't make any sense to me at all. What is going on when it comes to Epstein and this black book that he had? And it had so many celebrities in there. It had even had Beyonce's name in there, Naomi Campbell's name in there. These people could have just been people who were, you know, as guests, and that's it. Do you know what I mean? But it could also be something else that we just don't know. We don't know. People are, there's no evidence about it, unfortunately. But it's interesting, because Bill Clinton, why would you deny going to his island when the workers at his island admitted to seeing him there? They didn't admit to seeing him doing anything wrong, but he was there. And in the Epstein's book, it was documented that he went at least 26 times. So why the hell would he even deny it when there's sheer proof and witness statements? It doesn't make any sense. That to me is completely bizarre, and I'm just dumbfounded by it completely. But please let me know what you guys think. Please watch this documentary. It's creepy as hell. My solidarity goes to these young girls and the strength they have when it comes to being, you know, persevering through all of this. And I feel like they're all just incredibly strong. And I'll catch you guys soon for another podcast. And I'll try to keep this more consistent, because I feel like I'm not doing a good job with the podcast. I've been extremely busy. But again, no real excuses. I will stick to consistency on this. And if you haven't, click that button, guys, and subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to, Apple, Spotify, the Acast app. I would appreciate it. And thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening. And if you have, then tell a friend to tell a friend. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and via the Acos app, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcasts. Don't forget to use the hashtag I'm over it. And don't forget to click that button and subscribe for consistent content. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, Murad_Morali, and enjoy the rest of your day. Positivity is key.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.